Aging Today is made possible in part by FSU's Pepper Institute on Aging and Public Policy and the Claude Pepper Center, researching the challenges and possibilities of an aging society.
I'm David W. Rasmussen, James H. Kopinski Professor of Economics, and this week's Aging Today question is, can we count on having Social Security in the future? Social Security has been very successful in reducing poverty among older Americans, but the increasing number of recipients raises the specter that the system cannot be sustained. Economists estimate that, without changing in financing, the average benefit will decrease 20% by 2030. Surveys report that at least half of future retirees question whether Social Security will be there for them, but they also report support for some changes to the program. About 7 in 10 Americans support a reform package that includes eliminating the ceiling on taxable income. Currently, workers do not pay Social Security taxes on income over $128,000. Having workers pay on all income is a reform that would cover about three-quarters of the program shortfall. This reform, along with others, would ensure Social Security's continued contribution to older Americans' economic security.
Aging Today is a service of FSU's Pepper Institute on Aging and Public Policy, the Claude Pepper Center, and WFSU. Content provided is the opinion of the sponsors and not of WFSU.